I've been going through it this week, and if you've seen the news, maybe you have as well, when it comes to these immigrant families that are being torn apart and children that are being taken from their adult company, whether it be their parents, a family member, a friend, and even audio of children crying. And then we see detention centers where these children are kept, looks like cages, and it hurts your heart. And I genuinely believe that every person has a heart, clearly, literally, but also figuratively. You have a heart, you care. And taking the debate out of it, the arguments out of it, whose fault it is, what really should be done, how they should be doing it, that's not my concern right now. My concern is the fear that is in these children and the uncertainty and the pain. And it really affects me. Having a 12-year-old and having a 6-month-old, I can really feel the... And I don't know if you necessarily need to have a child to feel compassion, but I can definitely feel that pain just imagining it being my child. And I'm pretty sure it's compounded to even more than what I feel it would feel like. So in those moments, I felt so helpless. You feel helpless. You think, man, there has to be more than what I am told I can do, and that's call your Congress rep or donate to lawyers that can help out these situations. And I know those are solid routes, but it just feels so half-assed on my part. And so I figured, rather than call my congressperson, which I could only email because she doesn't have a phone number on her site, I want to call on God. Because more than anything, more than anybody, He, even beyond laws, even beyond people in power, can change things. And yes, I'm aware that, like, there's the argument of why is He even letting this happen in the first place? Again, I'm not here for the complaints. I'm here to find a solution. And I think the biggest thing that I can do is pray. And so I want to take this time to say a prayer. And should you want to participate with me, repeat along with me, or just be in silence and feel the words, I really want to at least have this moment with you to let Him hear our concern, our call for help, and our call for action. Now, I understand that not everybody is of faith, but I also want you, if you're not of faith, and maybe you've been thinking about reaching out to God, or maybe you've disqualified yourself from being close to God or being religious or spiritual. I'm not talking about going to church. I'm just talking about your own personal connection with God. I feel like I'm supposed to make this podcast to let you know, even if you think He's not hearing you, even if you think you've done too much bad in this life to even be considered a child of God, know that you are. Chance the Rapper has this line, and he says, "I used to hide from God." And that hit me so hard because I always felt like I wasn't worthy. I'm not the church person. I'm not the live life by the Holy Bible and be so into religion like I've seen other people. And so I figured, like, even if I wanted to step closer, I would stop myself because I felt like I didn't meet the requirements that someone needs to be a religious person. And then I just figured, like, I'm outcasting myself. I'm disqualifying myself. God's never been like, you don't belong here. God's never said, you aren't my child. God hasn't taken me out of a room of worship. So right now, I am speaking to you. If you may feel like you don't meet the requirements to be spiritual or to be close to God or be a child of God, yeah, you do. You met those requirements when you were born. You met those requirements when you were in your mother's womb. In the Bible, it says, before I placed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. And that speaks volumes. You were created for this moment in time. You were created by His hands. How does that not qualify you to be a child of God? No matter what you've done in your life, no matter what bad you've done, you look at the Bible and it's like prophets and saints and people that we look up to all had some sort of taint on them. I really feel like no one but Jesus lived perfectly in walking with God. But still, they are God's children, similar to you and I. And I don't want to go off on a tangent about that, but I really had to speak that to somebody who thinks that they don't count. You count. And you know what? This prayer that you're about to do with me is going to be that much stronger because you are realizing that you count. Because He's been waiting to hear from you. And now you're going to call on Him with me. I asked before we go into this prayer that you open your heart. You feel whatever you've been feeling, whatever has been going on in your mind this past week, whatever feelings, emotions, if it's anger, if it's stress, if it's hurt, if it's frustration, if it's helplessness, I want you to bring that to the forefront. Don't put it on the back burner. Don't try to hide it right now. This is the moment where you bring all of those feelings forward, where you feel what you felt when you saw those videos or heard that audio or think about the situation or have that compassion. I want you to feel that right now. He needs to feel it. And I want you, as we go towards this prayer and finish it up, that you also relieve yourself. You also let yourself have that burden of whether it's pain or stress or frustration, lifted. Don't think everything's done because you prayed. Let this be a habit. But also understand that in giving it to Him, in speaking what you need to speak with Him about, He's also covering you with comfort and with peace and tranquility. Okay. God, there is no one bigger than you. Nothing more powerful. Father, I pray for all of the detainees at Casa Padre in Brownsville, Texas, and the different sites migrants are being detained. I pray for protection over them, Father. I pray for the little ones. May you warm them. May you comfort them, Father. I pray for them to feel relief of fear, of pain, of worry, Father. Although they don't know what tomorrow brings, Father, I pray they do know that you're with them. Father, I pray protection over those little bodies. May nobody harm them. May their mental state, may their spirits, may their hearts have your blanket, your covering, your protection, Father. For these moments are traumatic. May they lean closer to you, Father, and feel you. Father, I pray that your message reach the hearts and minds of those in charge to seek a better method in handling this issue, Father. One that doesn't hold with it this much heartbreak. And Father, I submit to you my effort. Should you need more work from me, Father, I pray you guide me. I am your child, and I know that my power is unlimited, especially when it's to your calling. I submit to you my effort. Amen. Okay. I also want to pray the Lord's Prayer, Our Father. I want to pray with you, especially if you are in need right now. I asked on Instagram, should anyone need a prayer, please DM me or please leave a comment. And I received so many messages. And I think the thing that's most important that we realize is what you're going through is not going unnoticed. And also, do not be ashamed. Some people have struggles, depression, disease, and they're afraid to talk about it. But it's in internalizing these things that compounds it. And it keeps it manifesting inside you and hurting you. I want you to know that even if you just speak it between you and God, again, you're relieving yourself of a burden that you don't have to bear alone. As I prayed for you, everyone that messaged me, DM'd me, or commented me, the answer I got back from God is to let you know He hears you. Speak to Him. Lean in closer to Him. Have faith, even if you're afraid to have faith. Even if you think having faith doesn't do you any good. Even if you've tried countless other times to put your trust in things don't go the way that you thought they should. And so you lost hope and you lost faith. Try it. Try it now. Give God a chance to show you, and He will. So as we say Our Father, the Lord's Prayer, and even if you know it by heart, or if you're just repeating after me, don't just say words. Understand, words have power, yes. But what gives words their ultimate maximum strength is the feeling you put into them. You and I know that when someone says, I love you, versus I love you, you feel it different. Understand that He can feel your words. So as we say Our Father, I want you to feel these words and what they mean to you and the magnitude of these words and your prayer. Because understand that this is the best way to get in contact with God. Speaking this exact prayer. And when we pray, I'm praying for the difficulties in your life. I'm praying for the struggles in your life. I'm praying for the disease and the hardship. Our Father. Our Father. Whom art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast, especially if talking about faith and God is the last thing you want to be doing right now. I hope that you now take a moment to just vent yourself, whether it's with you and whoever is next to you right now, or whether it's with you and God. Talk. Release it. Let yourself feel. Talk to you soon.